Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Beloved, we are the children of God, and we're facing the most powerful enemy we have ever faced. God expects us to face the giants, and that means growing up into mature saints who are equipped for battle. We call this episode, Go Big or Go Home.
Jesus, when he came as a seed of Abraham, what did he say? Take this message to all the places in the world, to all the families in the world, all the nations in the world. So this whole concept of Christianity and the gospel and the blessing that Adam lost was for the whole world. And God had to get it back to the whole world. And the only way he could do that is through Jesus Christ. And now through you who are believers now. So when you're thinking about your salvation, and thinking about what God has given you, whether it's a project of any kind, just know it's meant to go global. It's meant to touch all the nations of the earth, all the families of the earth. So you can't think small anymore.
Here is this week's message.
And the promise was given to him when he was a pagan. So he wasn't even a Jew when God called him and said, get out of your family, country, to a place I'll show you, I'll bless you and bless your seed, make you a blessing to the nations of the world, the families of the earth. So that's the promise he made to Abraham and his seed. Well, Abraham, after that, became circumcised. So then the seed, that promise is for not only for the Jews, but also the Gentile nations, people who come in through Jesus Christ. And Galatians 3:29 says that if we are in Christ, then we are Abraham's seed and heir to the same promise. Now, here's where I'm going with this. He told Abraham, you would be the heir of the world. And this is for Abraham and his seed. You will be heirs to the world. Now, Jesus Christ, Hebrews chapter 1 tells us God appointed him heir of all things. Okay, so we have to understand this whole heir of the world, heir of all things. You have to expand your mind to realize what God is saying here. Everything in this earth he created for Adam. Adam lost it. Okay, then Jesus, when he came as an heir of a seed of Abraham, what did he say? Take this message to all the places in the world, to all the families in the world, all the nations in the world. So this whole concept of Christianity and the gospel and the blessing that Adam lost was for the whole world. And God had to get it back to the whole world. And the only way he could do that is through Jesus Christ. And now through you who are believers now. So when you're thinking about your salvation and thinking about what God has given you, whether it's a project of any kind, just know it's meant to go global. It's meant to touch all the nations of the earth, all the families of the earth. So you can't think small anymore. You have to realize what God is doing through you. He's impacting nations. And yesterday was at this prayer breakfast, and I kept hearing that in my spirit when I was speaking to people. You know, get out of your small thinking. God has a call for you, and his call is global. It's bigger than you think. And we have to come up to that level because what did Jesus say? Let's go back to Acts 1:8. I'm hearing that in my spirit as well. When he ascended, he descended from hell and was getting ready to ascend to heaven. He was 40 days on the earth and over 500 witnesses saw him in addition to his apostles. And 1:8, he says, in Acts 1:8, he says, they asked him, is it time for your kingdom to return to Israel? And he responded, I'll start in verse 7. It is not for you to know the times and seasons which the Father has put in his own power, but ye shall receive the Holy Ghost after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be a witness unto to me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria unto the uttermost parts of the earth. That was for them. We all have a Jerusalem. We all have a Judea. We all have a Samaria. That's a place that people may not want to go. But he's saying, whatever he's calling you has to go to the uttermost parts of the earth. And I remember when I first started writing and the Lord would give me a prophecy and he demonstrated this in such a way that it would just kind of, it just put everything in perspective for me. He saw me doing a prophecy. And when I would post the prophecy or release the prophecy, he showed it was as I had a football and I was launching it into the heavens and it broke up in different pieces. And I saw that word going to different places on the globe because he saw it coming out of his mouth. I'm speaking it when I'm hearing and I'm throwing it back out in the world. And he showed it was actually going up to all the nations of the earth. It was hitting every part of the globe was being affected because of what God spoke. That's how it is with God. So when he speaks something to your spirit and you act on it, whether it's you speak it, you write it, you produce it, what you're doing is you're affecting the entire earth. And that's what he was saying to Abraham. I've made you heir just by you and Sarah having a child in your impossible state. He was almost dead. Her body was dead. She was barren, never had a child. But he says, you're going to have a child. And here's where the strong faith comes in. For who against hope believed in hope, he's talking about Abraham, that he might become the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall thy seed be. So he couldn't have a child. They were dead, too old. They couldn't have any kids. But God said, you're going to be the father. Remember, when God calls you to something, it's going to sound impossible. But that's the whole point. Just like it was impossible for Jesus to get on a cross, die, and raise up from the grave, God is doing the same thing here. That's what he says. Even God who quickens the dead, he rose Jesus up from the dead. He can raise you from whatever dead situation, like he did Abraham, to produce whatever God is wanting you to produce in the earth. And going to verse 19, he says, so shall thy seed be, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. See, he heard God. He believed God. And he had strong faith that God could do it. And that's what it says here. And he was being fully persuaded that what he promised, what God promised Abraham, he was able to perform. And that's where we have to be in this season. That's where strong faith is for grownups. You're going to have to hear God. Know that it's him. Believe what he tells you, regardless of how impossible it is, and start walking it out and believing it and speaking it, because this is where strong faith comes in. And this is where we're called to be. Again, the Lord told Abraham, you're going to be heirs of the world. What did God tell us? Turn over to Romans chapter 8, 14. It says, for as many as are led of the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Okay, we talked about that. And ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby you cry, Abba, Father. You're calling Daddy, God, Daddy. Verse 16, the Spirit bears witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. Okay, you should be getting a witness. Even when you're hearing the word that this is God, God speaking to me, when you're reading the word, you should be getting a witness in your spirit. And he says here, verse 17, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Okay, so he's saying we are heirs. If we're children, we're heirs. Heirs of what? Again, Hebrews 1:2 says, God appointed Jesus as heir of the world, which means if we're joint heirs with him, we're also heirs of the world, which means this whole earth belongs to God, according to Psalms 21:4. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the inhabitants, the dwellings, the possessions, everything belonged to him. So what he's saying is if he made Abraham heir of everything, and that was the old covenant, Jesus comes, dies for us to make us sons again so that we can walk into that heir of everything, and says that now we're joint heirs who will receive Jesus. So that means everything is ours as well. We have to have a mindset to walk in that. So when he's speaking to us, even when I'm doing this, I'm realizing I'm talking to the world and I'll get responses from the world. So I don't know wherever you are in the world, but the whole point is whatever you do will also reach the world, because that's our inheritance, the nations, the people, the things of the earth, because he wants to bless them to bring them back under the blessing of God that Abraham walked in, and also that Adam lost in the garden. So this is all about restoring the blessing. So we're called to walk as our father Abraham. And that strong faith, you're going to have strong faith, especially in these last days. Jesus told you everything was going to happen, which means you got to be focused to the point where you hear God and not looking to the left or right like it was during Joshua's day. You know, Moses was dead. The Lord said, hey, Joshua, will you stepping up? But be strong and courageous. You know, you're going to have to meditate on this book, meditate on the law, meditate on this word day and night. You know, put it in your heart, put it in your mind, to with the whole thing about observing it, to do it. So we just don't mutter this stuff and go over it. Our intent is God said it, I'm going to do it. And whatever it takes, I will do it. And you just have to start with building up your spirit and strong faith to be able to walk in it. Now, I'm going to share some things with you here. I got a revelation of this years ago, and I remember it hit me so hard. And I wrote about it in a book called Break Forth, because this was the mandate God gave me for the body of Christ. He said, it's time to be fulfilling his dominion in the earth. And that means whatever project he gave you, it may have been a school he told you to create, a business to start. Maybe he wants you to go overseas and start a venture of some type. Whatever it is that he's giving you, and maybe he hasn't given you anything yet that you know of. But God has an inheritance for everyone who comes into the body of Christ. So there's something for you. You just need to find out where it is. Get in it at this time and believe God that he will do it. He's be fully persuaded that he will bring it to pass in your life. So I start about this. And because when he gave me this book, and you may remember, he told me to stretch forth my tent, my curtains, and he did it based on Isaiah 54, 2 and 3. He said, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and the left. So he was telling me, okay, yeah, you have this, you have global impact, but get ready. And I heard it yesterday. I heard him clearly tell me, I'm sending you to the uttermost parts of the earth. And I heard it again. I mean, I'm dealing with people around the globe, but he's saying now I'm getting ready to send you in a greater measure. So just know, this is not just Paulo, this is everybody. But what did he say this was? He said this whole thing was a kingdom military recovery mission for planet Earth, its inhabitants, and all of its possessions. So that's what God is doing through the gospel. That's why Jesus came. It's a recovery mission. God is recovering the Earth for his original purpose, which is to give his people an inheritance and make us the rightful heirs before Jesus comes back. Now, I have a chapter in here that's called Becoming Heirs of the World. I'm not going to go through all of it, but it was when the Lord started talking to me about breaking forth to lay hold of our inheritance. He said it was time to possess the land, to possess our possessions that the Father set aside for us before the foundation of the world. We will not fear the enemy because God has put all things under our feet. We are conquerors in all things and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Now, so when you start walking in this heirdom, just know, as heirs, there's going to be opposition because the enemy has people in the earth that think they are the rightful heirs. So just like it was in the Old Testament where they had giants in the land, we're going to have to depose some giants, but we won't have to do it physically. We just have to do it through our obedience, and God will send his angels before us to take care of that.
The Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. He saved us for a particular assignment that is much bigger than ourselves. But that is why he gave us his spirit, he gave us his word, and weapons that we will need to do the impossible. This reminds me of the story of Gideon in Judges chapter 6. Gideon said unto the Lord, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all of this befallen us? And where be all his miracles our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. Beloved, this is how God looks at us. He sees us big enough in him to be able to take on a whole army. And that's exactly what Gideon did. He gathered 32,000 men, and God said that's too many because God wants the glory. So God said, those who are fearful and afraid, send them home. And of that, 22,000 went home. And God is saying, don't be like those who are fearful and afraid, because if you can't handle the fight, he's going to say, either you go big with God or it's time to go home with the fearful and those who are afraid. In Jesus' name. If you have enjoyed this episode, please join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews, live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to like and subscribe both to this podcast channel and to our YouTube channel as well. If you would like to partner with us, you can find more details on our ministry site, which is www.epicvisionarypartners.org. That's www.epicvisionarypartners.org. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.